So in the absence of a visiting priest, you'll have a short homily from me. As you can tell from the slight frog in my throat, it might even be shorter today. My voice packs out for a little bit of homily. Two things we are good at. Get it right. We're good at giving advice, but we're not good at receiving advice. That tends to be a human trait. We're good at giving advice, we're not good at taking it or acting upon advice. Let's face it, ladies, that particular case for men, isn't it? So what have we got today? We've got the coming of Christ. First Sunday of Advent. Advent means the coming. We're getting ready for Christmas. It's a bit early perhaps for some of us to start decorating our homes, but this is the time when everything is focusing on the birth of Jesus Christ. Just as we celebrate our birthdays every year, we celebrate Christ's birthday at Christmas. It's that coming of Christ, or we decorate the church in purple. It's the Advent. It's a slight penitential season to get us in the right frame of mind for the joys of Christmas. So what have we got to do for the coming of Christ? Are we worried about what's happened during the year, all the things we've done right and not done right? One of the things in the gospel today is to get ourselves in the right frame of mind. It says, be on guard. As the coming of Christ, be on guard. Be careful of all the things that we've been weighed down with. Remember, he's talking 2,000 years ago, so he uses some language that really gets them. Dissipation and drunkenness. Cast those aside. Dissipation means little life's luxuries, all those things that we give to ourselves rather than giving to others. And drunkenness, we know about that. That's debauchery. Put those to one side, forget about those things. Spent all year doing that, we've now got a time to prepare ourselves. And then he says something as well, which, again, we're good at saying to other people, we're not good at doing ourselves. Don't be weighed down by the worries of life. How many times have we said to people, don't worry about that, it'll be fine in the end. Do we take that advice and work on it? We're not good at receiving that advice. Don't be weighed down by the worries of life, is what Jesus said in his parable to disciples. We've been trying to do that for 2,000 years. We're not very good at it, are we? We're all weighed down by the worries of life. Dale Carnegie, born in the 1890s, was a well-known author. He actually learned his craft by giving lessons on public speaking. He wrote the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. People give it as a great businessman's book, How to Make Money in the World Today. How to Influence People to Get Them to Buy Your Products. That's not what the book was actually all about. And after that was such success, he realized what a good thing he was doing to help people. He was actually, as I said, giving lessons in public speaking. How many of us here don't enjoy public speaking? Even getting people to read the lesson on a Sunday is difficult. To stand up and speak. What a gift he had to give people the confidence through public speaking. He wrote another book. His second book was How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Not as famous as his first book, but it's a very good read. Problem is, if someone reads it, they don't act upon it. If we did, we just have one book in the world, one self-help book, that would be all we need. We all buy our self-help books because we don't listen to what they say, so we buy the next volume, and the next volume, and they write another volume, they will buy it. We're not listening to the very first word of advice. Those words of advice that Dale Carnegie was writing in the 1930s are very biblical, very, very spiritual. He said, if you're worrying about things, instead of filling your mind with the worries, fill your minds with thoughts of peace. Thoughts of healthfulness. Thoughts of compassion. Just thinking about those things will mean your mind won't be focusing on the worries. One of the things he said, if you're worried about things, is a very, very perfect trait for what we're listening to in the Bible is to create happiness for others. Great smiles on people's faces. Let them get ahead of you in the queue in the supermarket. Take a place, the parking place in the parking spot. They obviously need it more than you. Don't get upset and angry with these people. Create happiness for others. And the best way to do that, again, we don't do it very well, is not to criticize. Dean Allen Jones stood up here and he says that great piece of advice is give compassion to everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. Because you don't know what's going on inside of them, where the grist meets the bone. Give compassion, kindness to everyone you meet. Leading on from that, he said, we end up in life having people who we don't get along with. He calls them enemies. That's a little bit of a strong word. We always have people who we just can't get along with. Don't try and get even with them. Don't try and fight them. Let them be. Let it create more worries if you try and fight fire with fire. Only politicians would listen to that. Then go on to say, expecting gratitude. Don't go around thinking, aren't I a great person? Everybody should smile at me and thank me. They're not going to. Do it for the right reason, which is to be good in your own heart. To be good as a Christian, to be good as a spiritual person. Not to get favors from anybody. Do those things that are right for yourself, not to look good for others. Then goes on to say, which is what we should do as well, is count our blessings, not our troubles. We've got so much to be thankful for. Even in the reading today, we had to be thankful to God for all the joy in our lives. Instead of turning it round, looking at our worries, saying what we haven't got, keep that glass half full. Be thankful for all of us. All of us here are so blessed to be able to say glass today. So blessed. Make sure we recognize that. And then, of course, we still have the problems. The problem hasn't gone away yet. But like the Richard Rohr book called Falling Upwards, every time we hit a problem, not every time, but certainly a lot of times, when we hit a problem, there's a reason for that problem. And the line of his book, Falling Upwards, is when you hit a problem and you get through the problem on the other side, you're stronger, spiritually, physically, mentally. It's called Falling Upwards. Of course you're going to hit that little moment, but don't think you're going to stay down there. Try to find the positives and look forward. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. One of my favourite lines from the Psalms is, God is my light and my salvation. God is my light. He will shine that light when there's darkness. To get rid of that darkness. And he'll be my salvation. He'll give that sound. He'll give that help to get us there. The last line he has, last point he has, to help you get rid of the worries, is to be yourself. Accept yourself. We can't change others. We can change ourselves just a little bit. But accept what you've got. You can't change it completely. We are born and after the age of 12, we're not going to change a great deal. Certainly after the age of 22, we're not going to change. 32 even less. 42, 52, accept who we are. Be happy with who we are. One of the things which is in that book, his conclusion, how to help all this come together, he says, pray. This is Dale Carnegie, the man who is setting alight the business world. He said, pray. Pray because when you're praying, you're opening up your mind. You're saying what the problems are you need help with. And you're saying, accepting that you do need help. So those are just my thoughts on today of not having worries. I recommend that book. Of course, we can all have change in the world, but one thing I did think about in our current climate is the difficulties we have influencing others. I just wanted to finish with a line from the George Bush senior president, who said, just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean you have to make them your enemy. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean you have to make them your enemy. Amen.